again, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. If you're driving down the interstate, I pray that this signal rides with you for a little while, and I pray that you will stay tuned for the next few moments as we continue to celebrate what happened on Christmas Day. Christmas isn't over. Oh, yes, it's over. The 25th is past, and the stores are taking down the decorations as we speak, and people are getting ready, if they haven't already, taken down all the trappings of Christmas Day. But the message of Christmas is to be carried on into 2012 and into every successive year. As long as Jesus tarries, we're to tell the story, amen, that Christmas came to bring all those many, many years ago. I told you last week, I believe if I didn't, I'm going to tell you again, when I was a young man a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, it seems now. Praise God. Amen. When I was a very young man, almost 65 years I have been on this earth, and getting ready to celebrate that birthday coming up the 20th of January. But when I was young and I came to know Christ as my Savior and God healed me of leukemia, I just wanted to hear more about this wonderful person who loved us enough to go to the cross and die for us. And I remember not just listening to we didn't have a television. I go way back, or we were from way back, somehow or another we were kind of behind on everything. I remember sitting listening to the serial radio programs that came on, and one of the programs I loved even as a child was the gospel of Jesus Christ as it was preached by the first pastor I can ever remember in the city of Tampa, in a church where God gloriously healed me of leukemia at 8 going on 9. I remember sitting and listening for that theme song. When the Lone Ranger came on, I knew the theme song for the Lone Ranger. When the creaking door came on at night on radio, I know the theme song for the creaking door. And most of you don't know what in the world I'm talking about. Amen. But I told you, I go way back. But I remember listening in those early years for the theme song that would come on when my pastor came on the radio to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the theme song was a very simple statement of what Christmas really, really is all about. And it went something like this. And don't worry, don't turn down the volume. I'm not going to sing it, I'm going to say it. Hallelujah. I love to tell the story of unseen things above. I love to tell the story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Here I am, all of these years later, still telling the old, old story of Jesus and His love. That ancient story that began on Christmas Day over 2,000 years ago is being repeated over and over and over again. We call it the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was began by angels is being carried by preachers down through the centuries to the 21st century. And this same cross, this same babe in the manger, this same Jesus Christ saves today through that message, just like He saved in the first generation of the church. So we're not done with Christmas. We're done with the tree. We're done with the packages. We're done with the commercialization. We're done with all of the other trappings that led us to December the 25th. We're past that, but we are not past the significance and the message of Christmas. Every time we preach Jesus and Him crucified, we are carrying the message of Christmas forward into the next coming year. And that's what we intend to do right out of our studio here in Tampa, hallelujah, is to bring the gospel forward into a brand new year. And we're going to talk about what the gospel means, what Christmas really is, and why it continues into the coming year. In just a few moments, we're going to talk about a celebration of reconciliation. Praise God. Taking Christmas forward into a brand new year. Just before we turn to our text today, we would like to invite you to come to our website. We're so glad you've joined us today. And there are recent editions of this broadcast there, and there are sermons that span the years. We're beginning to celebrate 38 years of ministry right here in Tampa, Florida, where I've been the senior pastor of the Holy Church of God since 1974. And we are so glad to report to you that the journey is getting sweeter every day. There are sermons that span those years on our website. If you would like to come and listen, come and download any of those materials. We have podcasts available. We have a wonderful minister of media that tends that website that is part of the electronic transmitting of the gospel to places we couldn't possibly physically go. If we started getting on airplanes right now and going to all the places the gospel is going from our website, we could not complete it in my lifetime. If we went to a different place every week, we just couldn't get to all the places God is sending His Word. So if you would like to come and receive anything that you feel would be of spiritual help and blessing to you, just type in on any major search engine, as they say, Google it. It is the biggest and, in my opinion, the best. Just type in THCOG. It will take you to the Holy Church of God welcome page, and we would love you to come and visit with us. No strings attached. This is free, and we have freely received, and we endeavor through the help and benevolence of others to freely give the gospel to all who will hear it, to build up the saints of God and get us ready for the soon coming of Jesus, and to appeal with everything within us to those that know not Christ and know not God through Him, that you would come to Christ and be reconciled unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're getting ready to get into our sermon, but just know that we are looking forward to a banner year for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for us that the gospel may find its target in the human heart wherever the Lord desires to send it today. Amen. And if you have your Bibles, please turn to 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 19. Let's read this together. It says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. This word reconciliation is such a beautiful word. It simply means, in a very practical, personal way, to end the conflict, to make friendly again, to bring two warring parties together and have them leave as friends, fast friends with one another. God, who has been alienated from us and alienated us from Himself because of our sin, has reached out in reconciliation to be our friend, to be able to receive us, to be able to embrace us, to save us from our sins, from ourself, and from Satan. Oh, what a wonderful gospel the gospel of Jesus Christ is. That's why when Christmas Day, December 25th, is no more, the gospel doesn't stop. That message of that first Christmas is carried forward into every single day of this brand new year. I can't wait to preach the gospel to wherever God sends it, to the nations of the world. that we have people coming to our website from China, from the United Kingdom, from South Africa, from the Arctic. Praise God, from Great Britain, the United Kingdom. Hallelujah. There are people listening to this broadcast, this radio station, down in Australia because it streams over the World Wide Web. In this day of such technology, there is an opportunity, amen, for the gospel of Jesus Christ to go to the nations of the world, literally to the ends of the earth. You would be amazed and astounded at the places that are connected to the World Wide Web. We have had hits from Borneo. We've had hits from where the Mongols were, where Genghis Khan came from. We've had hits from countries that we never dreamed, and places within those countries. And we've had people coming to our website from places in America, names of towns and communities that we never heard of, not only the great cities of America, but the great communities and townships of America. And we are so glad to be part of what we feel is a great last day harvest of souls. For our God is still seeking what He began seeking on that first Christmas day, and that is reconciliation with fallen man and women who live in a fallen world. And He is the one that takes the peace initiative. The message brought that first Christmas by angels is to be carried forward by ministers of the gospel all over the world until Christ comes. I'm so glad to be a preacher of the gospel today. Amen. And by the way, we all know that there has been a lot of credibility issues concerning ministers, and we've seen great ministers fall in our generation. But I want you to know that the gospel is not about where the ministers stand or fall, but it's about what Christ did and is continuing to do. Amen. To reach out to save the lost and the undone. I want to put the focus squarely on Jesus today and in every day that I have the opportunity to exalt Him. Let me remind you today that no man behind a pulpit died for you on the cross. His blood could never, even if he was the best he could be, would not be sufficient. God could not accept it as the payment price for our sin. But the blood of Jesus was sinless blood. And it not only sprinkled the ground under that cross at Mount Calvary, but it sprinkled the heavenly mercy seat so that God could forgive everyone that would repent of our sin and call upon His name. Praise God. I'm telling you, the spirit of Christmas is still on me, and it's not about jingle bells, and nothing wrong with that. It's not about Rudolph. It's not about Santa. It's about a Savior. That's the message of Christmas. For unto you in the city of David is born a Savior. God's message is still peace on earth. And when that term is used, peace on earth, that little child in and of himself by laying in that manger didn't change the war and the hatred and the killing and the bloodshed in this world. But that child grew to be a man, and at 33 years of age, he marched to a cross. And after being beaten like no man had ever been beaten, he was impaled upon that cross. And He who had the power to call myriads of angels and take Him down and destroy this world, and those that chided Him and made fun of Him and took sick pleasure in watching Him writhe in pain on that cross, but He stayed on it. He that could have come down from it at any time stayed on it. Because He wanted to reconcile us to God. He wanted us to be saved and not punished. He wanted us to be sealed by the Holy Spirit so that we could have confidence and consolation, so that death would not ultimately win and conquer us, but death would be swallowed up of life. Praise God. I'm so glad that Christmas isn't over in my heart. Praise the Lord, because that message is burning in my spirit. It's branded into my soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm excited about 2012 because we have the opportunity, the window of opportunity, to proclaim the message of Christmas. We don't call it the Christmas message. Now we call it the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the Christmas message to the nations of the world, to all that will hear it. Listen, if you're not a Christian, please stay tuned today. Amen. This peace that comes through being reconciled unto God, our sins forgiven, so that God can accept us and embrace us and bring us into His holy family and call us His sons and His very daughters and offer us His friendship. This message is the greatest message that there is and that will ever be brought to this fallen world. And the message is clear. God takes the peace initiative. He seeks reconciliation. He sends a Savior so we can be forgiven and thereby reconciled unto God. When the angel said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men," it wasn't a peace that came the day the baby was born, but peace that was made available the day that Jesus, at 33 years of age, walked up Calvary's hill and allowed Himself to be impaled upon that cross. And the last of His blood, much of it had already been spilled in the scourging that He received before the cross, but the last of His blood poured out of His hands and feet and finally His side when they pierced it. And through that shed blood, He made a way for us to be reconciled unto God. On that cruel tree called the cross, Jesus reconciled us to God. And as we repent of our sins, receive Him as our Savior, all that He accomplished there is brought to bear. And we become the recipients of a gift of salvation, a gift of righteousness. As it is written in Scripture, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. The great message of Christmas that we proclaim continually is that we can be reconciled to God. Sinners can be saved. The separated from God can be reclaimed. The lost sought after and restored. The alienated reconciled. All because Jesus took our place on the cross. He suffered our punishment for one great reason, so that we could be reconciled unto God. Isaiah 53:5 puts it very clearly. It's called the gospel in the Old Testament. This whole chapter of Isaiah, chapter 53, it's about someone being pierced and bore through in their hand, someone suffering for the ungodly, someone laying down their life and accomplishing something that bridges that great gap between a holy God, a thrice holy God, and sinful man. Isaiah 53:5 is about Jesus dying a substitutionary sacrificial death on that cross. And Isaiah 53:5 says He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we were healed. Goes on to say that all we like sheep have gone astray, but God hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all. One writer commented on that and said it was our sins that did that to Him, that ripped and tore and crushed Him. It was our sins. And make no mistake about it, Jesus did not come to just lay in the manger. Peace didn't come because He laid in the manger. Peace came because He died on the cross. But the beginning of that journey from the cradle to the cross began at Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And that message is going forward. That's what's producing the revival that's now taking place in China, where it is estimated that 20,000 people a day are coming to know Christ as their Savior, with intense persecution being brought to bear against the church in China. I want you to know that the message of Christ and Him crucified is still saving the lost today. For it tells of a seeking God, hallelujah, that has come to seek and to save. And He proved His love through the death of His Son on Mount Calvary. Praise the Lord. One of the most powerful stories, it's a true story, to illustrate the gospel of Christ, comes from missionaries who threatened to leave their post if two warring tribes did not stop killing one another. The time was back in 1960, and the story is of missionaries Don and Carol Richardson. It was a very serious thing to these tribes because they liked Carol's medical care and Don's steel implements that they brought to help them till the earth and farm their land. Plus, the presence of the white family gave them status. The chief of Don's tribe realized that he had to try to achieve a peace and take an initiative to achieve a peace, or they were going to lose the help that they desperately needed from the missionaries. One day, Don watched the warriors of the warring tribes from a line opposite each other. The chief of his tribe took his newborn son from the arms of his wife. She sank to the ground wailing in uncontrollable grief. Then the chief walked down the line of his warriors, and each of them put their hands on this little firstborn child. With determination and resolve, the chief walked across the open space between the two warring tribes. He stood face to face with the enemy chief and placed his son in the enemy's arms. With the baby in his arms, the enemy chief walked down the line of his warriors in full view of the father and the father's tribe. Each enemy warrior placed his hands on the baby boy. Next, the warriors turned and disappeared in the bush with the infant. The baby was gone, never to be returned to his grieving parents. The Richardsons wondered what the ceremony meant, and the chief said unto them, "I offered my son as the peace child for our tribes. As long as my son lives, there will be peace between our tribes. If he dies, war could resume. Anyone who kills a peace child himself will be killed." Don shared at that moment how God, our Heavenly Father, sent Jesus to this earth as His peace child. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, the Scriptures declare, to make peace between God and man. For unto us a child is born, a son is given. And the government shall be called upon His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9 and verse 6. Just as the warriors put their hands on the chief's little son as a sign that they accepted his little boy as their peace child, so we by faith receive Jesus into our hearts to show that we are at peace with God. The difference in the stories is that God's peace child lives forever. In fact, the Bible said He's able to save them to the uttermost, seeing that He ever lives to make intercession. You see, Jesus rose from the dead, never to die again. And Jesus Christ is indeed our peace child today. No matter what that you may be facing in life, no matter where you may be in life, I want you to know that God knows where you are today. And I want you to know that God is seeking you if you don't know Him. He's taken the peace initiative. He sent His Son. Christmas declares God wants peace with you. He wants to forgive your sin. He wants to pardon you. If you don't know Jesus today, God is seeking you right now. And one of the reasons I know that is because He's opened this door for us to minister His word, to declare what the angels declared. God's will is good toward you. Amen. He doesn't want you banished. He doesn't want you punished. He wants you saved. He wants you to live with Him forever in heaven. He doesn't want death to conquer you. He wants you to conquer death. He wants to give you eternal life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you're a Christian today, He wants you to keep the spirit of Christmas into this coming year. He doesn't want Christmas to stop with December the 25th. For Christmas message, the Christmas message is nothing less than the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that simple but powerful, profound message that God would come, take on flesh, to wit, God was in Jesus Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself by becoming our substitute, our sacrifice lamb. I mean, it's one thing that someone would die for us, but that God Himself, Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, hallelujah, who thought it not robbery to be called equal with God, who said, I and my Father are one. Praise God, hallelujah, that our sovereign, our King, our Creator, and our Savior, the King of the universe, the Creator of the universe, the Creator of heaven and earth and everything that's in them, would condescend to come down and become one of us and one with us yet without sin, and would go to the cross and become our peace child so that He could save us and God could forgive us. Friend of mine, there's no love like that to be told of or heard of. There's no love like that in all of the world and all of the universe. Used to be an old pop song that I came up hearing when I was young. Said, what kind of love is this that makes me want to jump and shout? What kind of love is this that turns my whole life inside out? Now, it was written about this initial love between a man and woman. I want to tell you something. Amen. There is a love from God, a sweetheart love that is so powerful and so wonderful. I pray the church will catch that love again. It's called the first love. It's that powerful love, praise God, that ignites our soul, excites our spirit, and makes us want to praise Him and serve Him with everything that's within us, and makes us want to tell everybody we meet the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Praise God. That's the gospel that must be carried by hearts that are aflame into 2012. Christmas isn't over in my heart. Christmas will never be over in my life, because Christmas is not about the tree, and I had a pretty one. It's not about the gifts, and people were very generous to me. It's not about the meal, which my wife cooked another humdinger. Praise God. You know what it's about? It's about what the angel said it was about. There can be peace to those that receive it. There can be peace to those that receive Him. A peace child has been given. His name is Jesus. As long as He lives, and we receive Him as our Savior, He lives to make intercession for us. We have peace with God. And the good news is that Jesus lives forever, and we can too. Today, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, would you bow your head? Would you open your heart? Would you repent of your sins? Would you say, Jesus, come. Come into my heart. I receive you. Oh, friend, we love you so much. Thank you for staying tuned today. Keep Christmas all year long. Come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.
This is